Shining Knight, You Make the Call on a Missed Field Goal, and Fantastic Fours. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Last week, we introduced you to William Cooksey, the standout tennis player from Grosse Pointe Woods University Liggett, who accomplished something a couple of weeks ago at the MHSAA Lower Peninsula Singles Tennis Finals that hadn't occurred in 60 years. He won a fourth straight number one single state title. Francisco Castillo of Hamtramck was the last Lower Peninsula player to reach turn four in 1960 and the third player to reach that plateau even then. Alex Oliver in 2019 from Marquette has been the only person to accomplish that feat in the Upper Peninsula. Cooksey is one of those high-level players who has cherished the high school experience.
You know, I think I got a lot of good memories and experiences, but I think the main thing was team environment, becoming a leader, adopting that kind of role model role, and also, I just had a bunch of buddies on the team, and it was just a fun time.
Cooksey led his Knights to a pair of MHSAA team titles in his career, and you can read more about William Cooksey on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our second half game balls this week go out to Ethan Anderson of DeWitt, who scored two goals to lead his team to a regional boys soccer title last week against Riverview. It was the second regional title in school history for the Panthers, the last coming in 2001. And Emma Mirabelli of Traverse City Christian, who had 26 kills in a 2-cent victory for the Division IV 5th-ranked Sabres against 2nd-ranked Leland. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Sportsmanship has never been more important between the lines in athletics and outside those lines in our communities. To listen, to respect, to understand, to practice common decency, to have competition without contentiousness. Sportsmanlike qualities are essential components of life itself. Let's all work together to not only be good sports, but good people. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
Let's get everyone in football game shape with the following You Make the Call. One team has a chance to kick a 50-yard field goal just before halftime. As the kicker approaches the ball being held at the 40-yard line, his plant leg slips and the kick comes up well short and wide as it rolls out of bounds at the 4-yard line. Under high school rules, where will the team that forced the bad kick next snap the ball? Believe it or not, under high school rules, missed field goals that roll out of bounds before reaching the goal line are treated just like a punt. The new offense will put the ball in play, 1st and 10, from the 4-yard line.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. As you can figure out from our feature today on William Cooksey, our closer today would like to take a look at some of those others from that rare group which have won 4 titles. Maybe as daunting a task as 4 number one singles titles in tennis, which, by the way, has happened 3 times in girls' tennis, the first of which was by University Liggett's Dawn Martin in 1988, is being a 4-time individual boys cross-country titleist. That was first accomplished by Ryan Shea of Central Lake in 1996, followed by Austin Plotkin of Brimley just last year. There have been 7 four-timers in the girls' cross-country finals, the most recent being Kirsten Olling of Breckenridge in 2013. To golf, where there has never been a 4-time individual winner in the Lower Peninsula, but there has been 3 male and 3 female titleists from north of the bridge. Hunter Eichhorn of Kearney-Nadeau in 2017 is the only 4-time boys winner, and Paxton Johnson of Escanaba is the most recent girls winner in 2019. In skiing, there's been just 1 four-time giant slalom champion, Christy Salonen of West Iron County. And in gymnastics, Katie Aho of Escanaba is the only 4-time all-around champion. At the other end of the spectrum is wrestling. When I came to the MHSAA in 1987, there had only been 5 four-time champions in the 40 years in which the tournament had been conducted. Now that number stands at 26, with the possibility of 3 more being added to the list this school year. Just a little fun history lesson for you today to close out the show. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.